Welcome to the Beer Healer Shortcuts. You know, when I have these conversations, quite often there's a little tidbit here and there that gets thrown onto the cutting room floor, which might actually be of interest to some people, but they tend to go nowhere. Other times, there might be a new beer being released or a new brewery being opened, or perhaps one of the listeners has had an amazing beer experience that they just need to share with the listeners. These are great reasons to have a conversation, but they aren't usually enough to fill a typical 30 to 60 minute episode, but there is still some great stuff in there. If you are a brewery, a sales rep, a brewer, or just a fan, the Beer Healer Shortcuts is the place where your fun, interesting, and informative tidbits have a home. So let's get into another Beer Healer Shortcut.
There is some serious fucking money being made on that. If you can get on there and create content that that generation, i.e. the 16 to 30-year-olds, want to see, which is don't advertise to me, don't tell me what I want, just make great content. And if it's good, I'll watch it. And then if it's got a product in it, I'll probably go and buy that product because it's good content. They're just wired differently.
Yeah. Has it got lots of ads in it? TikTok, I haven't used TikTok, to be honest.
No,
is there any ads in it?
No.
It's like a 15-second or 30-second video clip,
I think? Yeah, 15 to 60 now, and they're looking at just 3-minute ones. Yeah. And it's just, you know, creative people creating stuff they think others will like, and sometimes there'll be product placements or they'll go come right out and tell you about a product or do a demonstration with a product or do a stupid dance in a T-shirt that's, you know, some fashion brand or whatever. And that generation just – they sit there and they flick. Yeah. You'll see with your kids eventually when they – by the time I jump onto there, they'll just be sitting there just like zombies flicking, and that's their entertainment. Whereas, you know, we at their age, we might have watched the Ninja Turtles cartoons or something like that. This is their thing, and the power behind converting it into social commerce is just ridiculous. Our age is like, Facebook, then the bit younger ones are all about the Instagram, then the young ones are TikTok, and then eventually there'll be something else underneath that. So brands and advertisers are starting to get their head around the fact that I need to be making content for all these different channels, because once upon a time you're a big brand like Coca-Cola, you'd make a TV advertisement for the summer, might be a 90-second commercial, you'll make a 60-second version of that one, a 30-second and a 15, and just go out to the 10 TV stations or whatever, and you're covered. Yeah. You were done. But now those 10 channels, all we need to be fed by micro content, and it needs to be different for each channel, different formats, different aspect ratios, different age groups watching it. So it's becoming very expensive to do that through the traditional old advertising agency model. So now that's why you need to, as what you guys are saying there with your 600 people that are bought into you, you need to use your tribe to do that sort of stuff for you. And it's user-generated content, which is the simplest, cheapest, and easiest way to do that. And the biggest thing for that generation is authenticity. So they don't want to necessarily get a Kim Kardashian telling them how to buy eyeline mascara. They want the 16-year-old Charli D'Amelio, who's worth $30 million at the age of 16, putting it on because she's their age group and she seems more authentic to them than a Kim Kardashian with her 50 million followers. Yeah. So it's almost like the hyper-local model, you know, with the craft breweries. They've gone from a big brewery servicing the whole country to coming back down to my local region, to my local state, to maybe my local part of the state, to my town. It's a bit like that model as well. So sorry to talk your ear off, but it's really fucking interesting to me as a marketer.
That stuff, even for us, I mean, being ex kind of market researchers and having an appetite for kind of general marketing, you look at it and you just kind of, it's just changes so fast that, what you're doing 2 years ago is no longer relevant. And we often think about how does that relate to our business and even, you know, what's the beer landscape going to look like in 10 years, 5 years, 2 years? And it can actually be quite hard to crystal ball.
What was the app that was the yellow, you know, the yellow social media one?
Snapchat. So they haven't monetized things like the others sort of thing. It doesn't quite work the same. The kids use that to communicate a lot, send each other videos, but it's more of a communication than a VoIP tool, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right.
But I was going to say, you guys have actually leveraged a bit of the influencer marketing yourselves with your beer calendar. you know, that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff that comes from that is that exact model. Those kinds of activities which are going to get the same effect as the influencer marketing, because that's where a lot of the stuff is moving towards. So how do you do it without looking like a wanker and staying authentic to your brand? So it's a pretty big challenge in the craft beer world, actually.
Is the US beer market quite different in terms of influencers? Like, have they got more tolerance for influencers in craft beer and less authenticity, or?
What I've seen is that it's not so much about the craft breweries either. It is more about your, because it's still a massive, you know, Bud Light drinking crowd, or Michelob Ultra and all those sorts of ones. Like, there's so many of those beers. There's so much in that other part of the market that I don't think the craft beer market necessarily plays in that. It's probably similar.
Yeah, right.
Similar thoughts to what we've got here. Crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah, crazy.
Thanks for listening to another Beer Healer Shortcut. To help support the show, rate, review, follow, or subscribe via your favourite podcast platform, especially if you listen on Apple Podcasts. If you've got something that you want to share with the listeners, shoot me a message via my Facebook or Instagram page. Cheers to great beers.